It is medclub.clinic.
Medclub.clinic. Medclub.clinic. Thank you very much, Doctor. Thank you, Judy. And
you're
also
welcome.
Thank you, Michael. And once again, this has been brought to you by MedClub of Bartlesville.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
Good morning. It's 9:45 here at K1, the one you trust, at AM 1400 and FM 93.3. I have three people who are joining me here today, and everyone's been here twice, but only one person has been here in his original role, and that's Tim Hudson. As we talk about the Ghost Walk, we have Elizabeth here, and also we have Alan Jensis, and we are talking about the Ghost Walk, something spooktacular, Elizabeth.
Yes, it is. It's the 10th annual Historic Downtown Ghost Walk, where we bring people around 600 or 700 people in a two-day period. We start out at Hilton Garden Inn. It's a festivity-type event there. A lot going on at Hilton. Tours start out at 6 p.m. They go out every 15 minutes. The last one going out at 8:45. Tickets are $10, and over the years, we have not raised the price of our tickets.
So. You gotta like that.
Yeah, so we suggest people to come early, buy a ticket. You select your tour time. Then you go and have dinner in our wonderful downtown, come back to your tour, and you're ready to go.
Well, I like that. You got a lot of flexibility there.
Right, right. And there's a lot to do while you're waiting for your tour, too, downtown, and definitely at the Hilton. And just to let you know that it's six different locations. They're all under a mile, so walking's easy. Each location's accessible to everyone. And we always have six stories. However, this year, we're going to bring back the best of the best in stories.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So if you've not come every 10 years, you probably miss some of these stories. They're really exciting. And just keep in mind that every story is definitely about the history of Bartlesville. And Bartlesville has a lot of history.
So I'm finding out. Now, Tim, I understand that some of these spots are all set and ready to go. One in particular, yeah. you're telling me about earlier. If you can get a little closer to the microphone, which one is that one that you spotted?
Elmer, am I going to say this right? McGurdy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Okay. And it's all set and ready, huh?
Yeah. And we got our places and the people who's going to play them, which is why the Honorable Councilman Jenches is here.
So Alan, what are you bringing to this role here?
Well, I'm playing one of the first serial killers in the country.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, it's really going to be good for my
Bartlesville memories.
Yeah, good for my political career probably. But it's John Bender, the Bender family.
Oh, my.
And the whole family, it was a family business, and they would have folks come to their house, travelers, and feed them and sometimes do seances. And then John would hit them in the head with a hammer, and the other members of the family would cut their throats and steal their stuff, and that's the way they were raising money. So it's a family enterprise. It's
huh?
family enterprise, family show.
A Manson family enterprise, almost. Good.
Really, very disturbing, and
it was lucrative for a while.
Yeah, they did pretty well. I've been reading up on it, and apparently, they had originally been from Germany and moved to Herman, Missouri, and then ended up in Kansas, and they were not really sure where they went after they fled, because once they were found out, they kind of skedaddled.
Yeah. Maybe the
And one of their most famous marks was a doctor from Bartlesville.
Okay.
And that actually kind of halfway led to them. They, like Alan said, they never really were captured, but they were in the process of getting caught, basically, when they realized, when people started asking questions, and it was largely based on the Bartlesville doctor. They fled, and they did it successfully, and who knows, they might have settled around here someplace.
That's going to be a puzzler here, but it's also going to be one that's going to make you say, oh, wow, I didn't know that.
I know. All of the stories are going to be like that. It's like, really, this happened in Bartlesville?
Little old Bartlesville, come on now.
But Bartlesville has a great deal of history. Another story is the first gunfight on Statehood Day. So that's another history. Another historical part of the tour is we give the history of the building that of each of these locations. Mm-hmm. And again, they're downtown, so there's a lot of history that happened in these buildings. And so our tour guides, they share that history with our tour groups.
This is going to be fun. Now, I'm a relative newcomer to town, and pretty soon I can't say that anymore. I'm just about done with my 120-day warranty here. But
your grace period.
Yeah, my grace period. You know, so far nobody came and said, you got to go.
It's a good sign.
You're not going to fit here, son. So anyway, we learn something new virtually every week, but this is a great time for us to learn a lot about the community. And I know that there are people who've lived here all their lives may have heard a little something here, a little something there, but they really didn't get the complete story. And this would be a great way and a fun way to spend time with your family and to do that, too.
Well, and one of the stories, the one about John Stink. It's not John Zink. It's John Stink.
Okay.
It was interesting for me to write it because it's basically kind of a Native American guy that was Osage tribe that they thought died. And it's thought now that he must have went into a coma or something, but they buried him in the Osage Way sitting up. With us, if you bury somebody our way, they're going to die regardless. But
pretty quick, yeah.
Yeah, but so this guy wakes up, and he's in a pile of rocks, and
he's not dead, he just
comes back to town, at which point they treated him like he was dead. But the reason that I started to say that, though, is it's interesting because it's hard to sort out the lore from the historical fact. I mean, because passed around
married,
so many.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, and in this particular case, I talked to some people who here in town that remembered that situation, and they said he was almost like a boogeyman figure. Oh, I mean, it was like, you better get in at night when the light, you know, when the street lights come on, you better get in. John Stink will get you, kind of thing. Which wasn't very nice,
That's not very nice.
Yeah. No. But still, you know, I can see that because you got the name and, of course, the boogeyman factor. You tie it all together. I mean, you had kids ready for therapy.
Well, and undoubtedly, he had been buried. That part was true.
Yeah. So. Oh, well.
But they say that he's probably, he was an alcoholic. So they...
Well, he was kind of already involved.
Yeah, he was involved. and that's what happened when he woke up and realized that he had been buried. Another thing about this story, just to be a little reflective here, mm-hmm. talking about our 10th year, that story really originated by a great local actor, G.L. Baker.
Oh, yes.
And we lost him this past year. And so he was such a supporter of our ghost walk of downtown, of Bartlesville. I just want to mention him.
Yeah. Well, and G.L. was in it last year.
Yes.
I mean, the last Halloween that he was alive, he was in the ghost walk.
Yeah.
So.
That was nice. Yeah. So, also, you know, through the years, of course, we have great sponsors.
Oh, I can tell.
And so this year, in many years, we've had Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips. and we want to especially recognize the Visitors Bureau and also the Community Center. They have been phenomenal in the years, and especially the last several years, and helping put this organization on. Mm-hmm. Their staff has just been phenomenal in all of the backdrops, the lighting, and helping us with the volunteers and so forth. But also some of the sponsors, First Investment and Stotts, Archambault, Muggenberg, and Barclay, Bank First, and Southern Abstract. We also have B Monthly. And, of course, Arvest. And also another special recognition we want to put out to Hilton Garden Inn. Mm-hmm. They have provided our starting location for 7 years with no fee. We have, like I said, we just kind of take over their front lobby. And so they've been wonderful, and their staff's been wonderful all these years.
Well, that is a good neighbor right there.
Right.
And
right.
Great to have them on
this
board,
is a good
too.
One.
And also this year we have three kids and a cake.
Yum.
As a sponsor. And Theater Bartlesville, oh, they've helped us in a lot of ways through the years. The Sidoris Companies, AC and H Services, and also, of course, the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce. They're being phenomenal. We also have some individual sponsors that have sponsored us, I think, all 10 years. We would not have these stories if it wasn't for the Bartlesville History Museum, okay? Also, Mark and Debbie Haskell, Linda Jones, Bo Wilson, man, he's helped a lot through the years, a sound system and so forth, Price Connors and Martin Smith, and then Colby and Tawny Sidoris. They help a lot with the festivities at the Hilton as well, so... the tour is very easy to walk, okay? We've always kept it less than a mile.
Mm-hmm.
So, and another thing is don't forget there might be surprises along the route. You never know.
I think there will be.
There just very well could be. Through the history, I just want to share some things because I've been there since day one.
Okay.
The first year, it was a one-night event. We thought, oh, we'll be lucky to have 100 people. We signed up everyone in the back room of Frank and Lola's. Everybody signed up and got their tickets there. Before the night was over with, we had 600 people.
Holy moly.
Yeah, we had, it's like deer in the headlights, you know, what do we do? Mm-hmm. But we did a great job about everybody just picked up and took out bigger tours than size tours than we anticipated. But it was so much fun. And the thing about the purpose, the why of this whole event is to bring people downtown to learn about Bartlesville history. Many people would not have done that, either newcomers
mm-hmm.
or people that have lived here all their life. Maybe they have not been downtown in years. Consistently over the probably 7 to 8 years, we've had 600 to 700 people over those two nights.
That's astounding.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it's really great. And some people even as their children get older, because we suggest 12 years and up, they bring their families all 10 years back because each year, different locations, different stories.
Well, that's wonderful. We're doing like the greatest hits this time.
That's right.
There you go. Alan, I got a quick question for you here. We got about a minute or so. You're a stage actor primarily when you're in your acting roles.
Yes.
So you go from a stage actor to an interactive character. How difficult is that?
Well, I find that to be tremendous fun, actually.
Oh, because you get to really...
Yeah, you get to improv a little bit with the people who come in. And the last time I did this, I did a little something where I put them on the spot.
Uh-huh.
And almost all of them had a pretty good response. I had one fellow who wasn't too appreciative of what we were doing. But it's always a lot of fun. And that's what this is about, is to not only promote downtown and let you know a little about the history, but... Another unique thing about Bartlesville that you can come and have fun around the Halloween holiday, and it really is a tremendous amount of fun. So everybody needs to come out and enjoy it. But I love doing this. This is of course we're all volunteers, but that's part of the community. We all volunteer. We all support our community, and it's a real honor to get to do it. I appreciate them asking me to do it this year.
Elizabeth, once again, it's the 23rd, 24th.
Yes, 23rd and 24th starts at 6 p.m. at the Hilton.
Very good. And once again, it's only $10. You're only going to walk a mile, but, you know, you're going to get, spooked by the foot. This has been a lot of fun. I want to thank you all for being here with us today on One-on-One, and we will see you coming up here for the Ghost Walk here very, very shortly.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CQ Bartlesville.
And coming up next, we have news from CBS, then the Brian Kilmeade Show. We are live from the Osage Casino Studio in downtown Bartlesville. Eat, play, and enjoy.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Real news, real reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Signs of a U.S. pullout in northern Syria, where an invasion by Turkey is in its seventh day. Correspondent Charlie Daggett is near the Syrian-Iraqi border.
A Russian journalist posted video allegedly showing the abandoned U.S. base in Manbij, saying, "I'm now at the American base." UN estimates of people displaced by the fighting keeps climbing. It's now 160,000. Defending the offensive in the Wall Street Journal, Turkish President Erdogan said his country had reached its limit dealing with 3.6 million refugees from the Syrian conflict.
The White House has announced new sanctions against Turkey. CBS's Ben Tracy.
President Trump had vowed to totally destroy Turkey's economy.